Donkeypox, the disease killing America.
How fitting. How fitting.
And yeah, especially considering everything we're going to go over tonight. Now, a lot of people out there have probably already seen this tweet from our former Kenyan in chief.
Well, hang on. Did you watch the Tim Pool where he was going over the fact that Democrats are abandoning the party?
Oh, that's been ongoing now for the last
But the thing years. Is they did like a, like the Republicans.
Yeah.
They did like a, one of those polls.
Mm-hmm.
And he literally was like, this is fucking insane. It's never happened before at the primaries, the amount of Republicans who've come out.
It was like 3 or 4 to 1
Yeah.
In some places.
Yeah. It's fucking going to be brutal, and I'm going to predict this right now. They're going to cheat and try to have another ice cream social event.
Well, why do you think we're seeing all of these distractions?
Yeah, so I'm telling you all right now who watch this show. When it gets posted, share it out, because we need to have the militia units from across the country at the polling stations where all of the craziness took place in 2020. We need to have count, you know, listen, the light of truth is the best disinfectant.
Amen.
And if you have 500 dudes nearby watching all the shit go down, filming it, whatever, maybe there are, maybe they're not, who knows what's going to happen, but it definitely is a huge, huge curver of bad behavior.
Yes, it is.
Oh, here's another one they could easily do. If they, if you're in a state that has like the mail-in ballots, you put a trail cam with the night vision option nearby and film everyone dropping off ballots.
Yeah, you might find some more of those mules.
Mules, I'm telling you. Now listen, if it's one person comes up one time and puts their ballot in, fine. I'm not a I'm not a fan of mail-in ballots.
No. Well, but, because they've been proven to be the biggest source of odd fray.
Yeah.
And that's why Europe doesn't have. So I love how we idolize Europe. Well, Democrats idolize Europe.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that Europe does not have and will never have, because they flat out said they're not going to have it, mail-in ballots.
That's absolutely correct. But yet, somehow, you know, we need to have all of these mail-in ballots. Got to make it easier. Got to take away the ID. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it literally.
Yeah.
2022 and 2024, if they keep doing what they're doing, it's going to kick off.
It's going to kick off. Yep. Hopefully not. But it requires action on the ground.
That's right.
This is not something that can be solved from the top down. It has to be solved from the bottom up.
Yeah, and the right, he needs to start organizing and putting together people that are going to be at these polls. And watch what's going on when people are voting or counting the votes, and don't let them fucking kick you out.
Exactly.
Like what happened at Cobo. Listen, that the fucking fiasco at Cobo Hall
can't
would
get
not
get too in detail. We're going to get fucked.
It wouldn't have happened if 500 motherfuckers were there all night watching what happened.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's quite ridiculous.
I'm getting spun up over
this. Oh, it's all right. That's you're going to get spun up over this too. Yeah, Kenyan in chief Barry. As we grieve the children of Uvalde today, we should take time to recognize that 2 years have passed since the murder of George Floyd, correction, overdose, under the knee of a police officer. His killing stays with us all to this day, especially those who loved him.
Well, yeah, listen, those who loved him, if he died, they're going to be hurt and upset.
That's all well and good. But let me just say this. Innocent children cowering in a classroom. Convicted felon, former porn star, drug addict who pistol whipped a pregnant woman. Same thing, right? Right?
Wrong.
Just saying. I've been waiting to do that all day.
It's absolutely correct.
Fuck you, Barry.
This dude is a piece of shit. He was a piece of shit when he was a president. He's a fucking horrible fucking human being.
He is. He's fucking garbage.
Yeah.
The fact that people actually think of him as the best president of their lifetime.
Are they out of their goddamn mind?
Wow.
Ugh.
I should play the rant, but I can't play it uncensored. I'll play it later. Don't worry about it.
I got you.
The first grouping of you can't have it both ways. Literally, this comes from somebody that I know personally.
All right.
And I wish I had a radar gun for just how fast my palm hit my face seeing these two things pop up on her Insta-twat back to back.
Okay.
See if you can spot the contradiction. If you could sue a woman for ending an unwanted pregnancy, then you should be able to sue a man for causing an unwanted pregnancy.
Uh-huh.
Stupid, but biologically holds true.
Mm-hmm.
The very next thing that popped up, your birth certificate says male. Calm your tits, Carol. It also says 7 pounds, and a lot has changed since then. Okay, so we go from biological fact to magical thinking.
Yep. And that has really happened with the progressive.
Yes.
They live in Peter Pan's Never Never Land. They fly around on fairy dust. They think, you know, unicorn farts are going to cure everything. They're out of their fucking mind. They don't even know how shit works.
And we get shit from leftists who have said, well, you're not going to find any leftist who actually espouses both of those things. That's a straw man. Feast your eyes, motherfuckers.
There it is.
Both of those things came from the same person. They might not have been authored by the same person, but she espoused both views and put them out there as her own.
Yep.
Welcome to Thought Thursday.
There's a lot of stupid, these stupid bitches, man.
Oh, it's never ending. Oh, it's, yeah. And I love this here. I found this little meme comic here. Fear not, lady. I'll save you.
Did you just assume my gender?
Oh, yeah. She was already dead when I found her. But hey, you know, I'm willing to admit when I'm wrong. Apparently, we have video footage of a man actually giving birth. I mean, I never thought that I would see this in my life, but let's check it out.
Come on. This is... Oh!
It's a boy!
He had a popper there.
No pun intended, right?
Yeah, that's happened to me a few times.
And I think I found a picture of exactly what this person looks like before they gave birth. There he is, the Fresh Prince of Smell Hair himself.
Did you hear Cameron Diaz is pregnant? She's 47.
Get up, come on, get down with the syndrome. Get up, come on, get down with the syndrome.
That's probably not going to have a good outcome.
That's not going to be.
Let's just say there's a higher chance it won't end well.
Yes.
So, I mean, I hope it doesn't happen.
Things are what they are.
You know, but yeah. Waiting till you're 47 to have kids. What the fuck is wrong with people today?
I don't know.
And, like, I can guarantee you, you're going to have all kinds of women idolizing her and trying the same thing, and they're not going to be able to pull it off because they don't have an endless pool of cash like Cameron Diaz had.
And we got people in the chat like, I almost puked. Sorry, guy.
Sorry, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, you'd rather he said the virtue squirts. Yeah. But
there we go.
Oh, those
that's shiny.
She had to have been sewn into that.
Hang on. I'm looking at the picture.
That is insane. You can see the reflection of the photographer. Wow.
That has to be cold. It's snowing out.
It's got
to
be really cold, yeah. So I'm wondering what it looks like in the front. You know?
Yeah. Well, dial a rotary put your phone. Eye out. You need to wear safety glasses.
Yeah, that's very correct. Colorado law allows post-birth abortion for up to 28 days, and this is also going to become legal in California, Stan.
Yeah.
Are we going to pick one?
Yeah. Let's see.
I'm going to pick?
Listen, these leftist states are going to implode.
Yeah.
It's going to be a clusterfuck.
Thing is, that they want to say, like the vast majority of Americans want abortion. Yeah, they want abortion with restrictions. You can find virtually no Americans who agree with abortion past 12 weeks.
Yeah, what countries allow abortion beyond the first trimester?
Let's see. The only three countries that allow elective abortions of any kind, China, North Korea, and the United States. What do those other two have in common?
Yeah.
Communism. Oh, sorry. Yeah,
and they have in common what the Democrats and the progressives want here because it's working out so fucking great over there.
I mean, when you put it all together with the poke and smoke, like the horrible things in our food that are banned in other countries, like high fructose corn syrup,
or the GMOs,
the puberty blockers, the abortions, and everything like that. You can describe all of them under one umbrella, population reduction.
I can't argue with you.
I mean, just saying.
I you're very accurate right there.
I could be wrong.
But yeah, I mean, this Colorado shit is out of fuck 28 days after birth. So you can literally walk in there, the kid's born, you just fed him, you get a wild hair up your ass, you have postpartum depression, you just come in with a battle axe and perform your own abortion. Get the fuck out. Straight up murder.
Yeah. And you know what you have to produce in order to get an abortion? An ID. But yeah. I thought that was racist. Voter ID apparently is racist, but background checks for your enshrined constitutional right to self-preservation, apparently they have to vote on those again.
Uh-huh.
If you check out the date in this article here, May 25th, 2022.
Okay.
Spurred by the latest, deadliest school shooting and blah, 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 blah. Whatever. And then you go back 7 years on the internet, because the internet is forever. Everything you need to know about federal background checks. This is July 11th, 2015. Do we not already have these?
Yeah, they climb up your ass when you fill out those forms.
I love how they pretend that these things aren't already in place in every state.
Yeah, and they want to actually pass more laws on top of those.
And they want to keep... The thing is, they want people to have guns who further their agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be why the World Health Organization is no longer classifying certain things as mental illness? I'm not saying it's related, but I wouldn't be shocked.
No, this is fucking stupid.
Well, considering virtually every mass shooting is either carried out by a leftist or at the very least somebody who was raised in a fatherless home, I would say that they are directly responsible
for
virtually all gun crime.
I left half a dozen comments on Facebook in regards to this mass shooting. And I put in there like, here's the recipe, broken home.
Yeah.
And single mothers create, a rash of mass shooters.
Yeah.
Because when you show that big poster of all the mass shooters.
Oh, yeah.
You know, listen.
It's virtually the demographics of fatherless homes as we know them.
Correct. And fatherless homes produce rapists.
Yep.
Drug addicts. Prostitutes.
Self-deletions.
Yeah, suicide, yeah. I mean, it is just horrible what happens. And we're just turning a blind eye to it. Fuck it, let it implode. And it's going to implode. It's going to turn into a shit show for everyone. And prepare yourself, because you're going to be cold. You're going to starve. People you love are going to die from violence and disease. And it didn't have to fucking happen. And we need to fucking blame the left and the progressives for what they're fucking doing. When it comes to the other side of the fucking horrible stuff they created, we need to hold them accountable and make them fucking pay.
Seriously, how did the left manage to commandeer the term progressive? They're anything but.
Yeah.
Unless you're talking about progressing toward a mass grave, in that case, I guess it would be fairly apt.
Yeah.
But, hey. Maybe I'm wrong, right?
Yeah, that one is
maybe we're just conspiracy theorists, which in modern vernacular means we're going to be completely empirically, scientifically correct in 90 days or less.
How much of the stuff I've talked about in the past year and a half is starting to come true?
Almost all of it. Anyone out there buy a gun, didn't have to fill out a background check?
Oh, no.
Didn't think so. So every time the left opens their mouth on this issue, I think Razor Fist said it best today. This issue is deader than Epstein, and most definitely it did commit suicide. Every time they open their mouth, this is what happens. Every time. They're crying.
What are you going to do, man?
What are you going to do? And it continues. I was talking about this the other day. Remember, I've been saying this for a couple of months now. It is going to be hysterically funny to when the whole Ukraine thing is over. I said, for the left, they're going to go from being 1,000% in favor of a nationalist identity and an armed populace. And then as soon as that's over, they're going to flip on a dime and go back to guns bad, nationalism bad, there should be no borders. Now we're seeing both at the same time.
Yeah.
It's beyond my wildest dreams of hypocrisy.
It's insane.
Bottom line, lefties, if you are in favor of sending $40 billion with a B of our tax dollars over to a hostile foreign communist nation with neo-Nazi factions up the ass,
yep,
to give them guns and arm their citizens, you have recognized with your tax dollars, your votes, and your stupid Twitter avatars that the only solution for invading bad guys with guns is good guys with guns. I'd say, I mean, if you can abort a child up to 28 days after birth as a woman, I mean, as a man, you can't walk in there and snap an infant's neck and say, well, I just didn't want to be stuck with the mother.
Yeah. I mean, sorry, do you have any idea how evil that is?
It is pure
evil.
That
is fucking pure evil.
Yep. And ironically, when you put all of it together under that umbrella of population reduction, when you screech about not being able to go and abort your babies, and by the way, 61% of all black homicides are abortions. Margaret Sanger, look it up. Think about that, eugenics. Yep. It's a real thing. Aren't you helping and throwing more power to the same patriarchy that you allegedly want to destroy?
Mm-hmm.
That right there, let's say that amount of whiskey right there represents every bit of our wealth accumulated as a country across the board. Now, when you have three glasses from that whiskey, that'll fuck you up and put you to bed early.
Yep.
But if you suddenly double the amount of glasses and you still only have the same amount of whiskey,
but you pour water in there. Yeah,
you have to redisperse all of that across, and maybe you can add some debt to it in the form of water and ice to make it look like more. But at the end of the day, you went from something that's going to fuck you up and put you to bed early to something that's not even going to give you a pleasant buzz.
Yeah.
That's inflation in a nutshell, and you did it to us.
That's right. Fuck you.
Fuck the left. And they wonder why Democrats are jumping ship like the first white bitches off the Titanic.
It's not. Here's the thing. The hardcore Democrats are going to stick on the left.
They're
the
idiots.
People that are jumping ship are basically the middle independent kind of guys who are semi-Democrat back in the day. And they realize the Democrats have become full-on communists. It's fucking insane. They're doing everything communists do except accepting the title of fucking communism.
Yep.
God damn it.
And even then, you still have people who come out like Jim Carrey, like, we need to remove the stigma that comes with the term socialism. Shut the fuck up and go back to pretending to be Dr. Robotnik, okay?
Yeah.
When you give motivational speeches, you're fine. When you talk political, you're an idiot, yeah. Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Okay? Just be a physical comic, make us laugh, and shut up the rest of the time.
Yeah, hundreds of millions of people died at the hands of socialism and communism. In fact, so many were fucking killed and starved, they don't even have the number.
Yeah.
That's a huge fucking number, and they want that here.
Yep.
Because the left, they have this grandiose idea of how the world should be, but they don't seem to understand you can't make the world that way for free.
No.
So they're going to bring this shit in and like, we're going to make a greater world, and it's going to be great. And then they're going to ignore all the millions of people that are fucking starving. Because it happens every single time.
I think they know that happens, and that's why instead of using facts, they've emotionalized their politics, and they're trying to instill it in children at younger and younger ages so they don't question it.
That's right.
They know it's bad. They know that eventually it's going to fuck up this entire planet. They don't care.
Nope.
Because they're stupid enough to think that when, at the end of the day, when they're rounding up the brown shirts, they're going to be party members sitting up there, you know sipping their foo-foo drinks with their pinky out and stuff. No, that's not what's going to happen.
No.
You're going to be in the field working with a backhoe, and if you're not doing that, you're going to get shot and put into a hole in the ground.
That's right. You're useful idiots, and that's what happens to them.
But you go ahead and keep smashing the patriarchy, ladies. Doing a bang-up job.
Absolutely correct.
Wow. Let's just end it with that one.
Watch Gruntspeak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.